and now officially on. Let me see, today is the 19th, right? August 19th? Okay, and let me let you say goodnight to the kids. I'm with Milford with the arts. Could you say the name of the town we live in?
Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, and the county is?
Richmond.
Okay, and your full name?
Edward Joseph.
Okay, and your address?
My former address was Box Spring Circle. We are in the process of moving to Woodstone Place. And that's the first time I've had to use that address.
Okay, let me see, and your occupation?
I teach history at Augusta College.
Okay, and you were born?
Here in Augusta.
Here in Augusta. And your age?
I was born in 1927, so I'm 49 years old.
Okay, and
July 22nd, 1927.
Okay, and your religion?
Roman Catholic.
Okay, I'm getting a real pile of Catholics into this survey. Yeah, this disproportionate number of Catholics, I think, for the
could well be. Yeah. Maybe distort your whole findings.
You think Catholics are different?
Well, it's an ethnic mix, you know, and if
yeah,
you're all
true.
One flavor.
They're a minority down here.
Yeah, that's true.
You might have trouble.
Well,
I don't think they act any different, but I do think that there are, there's different social groupings,
yeah.
Anyway, not different values.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. And what about, did you go to school here in Augusta?
Yes. I went to Mount St. Joseph Grammar Elementary School. It's now St. Mary's. And I went to Boys Catholic High School, which is now Aquinas.
The Boys Catholic High School, was that down on Telfair
Street?
Down
on Telfair, right.
Uh-huh. Next to
Bell Auditorium.
Bell Auditorium. Let me see. And then from there you went?
Went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Uh-huh.
Became a teacher. Was a member of the Marist Brothers of Roman Catholic Teaching Order. And taught in Marist schools after I graduated from Fordham. Well, I went through Marist College for my four-year education.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Fordham for my MA and PhD degrees. And while I was attending Fordham, I taught at Mount St. Michael High School in the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
New York.
Oh, I see. So you lived in New York?
I lived in New York then.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. And then what about your reading? I imagine your reading's pretty extensive.
I do read a lot. I don't read as widely now as I once did. My reading is more in history now, and I read a lot along the whatever I'm writing in, and
mm-hmm.
This tends to be spotty.
Yeah. Okay. I imagine. Well, you got newspapers and magazines all over the place, so
yeah.
You do a lot of that as well.
What about? I try to keep up with current events because if I don't, it shows in my classroom work.
Uh-huh.
I have to keep up. I feel and I enjoy it.
Yeah. What about your social contacts? Are they mainly with people from the college and like the historical society and so on?
There are different orbits of acquaintances, and the college certainly is one, and there are several others. One I would have to say would be my own relatives. And my parents are still alive in Augusta. My aunts are still here, uncles, first cousins. I have a brother who's here in Augusta.